expectation for Clyde, C-L-Y-D-E, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, December 6, 31, address as a letter to Dr. Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, Smith, at Laurels, Carson City, 5846199. Dear Dr. Smith, consultation, Mr. Taylor, abnormal kidney function. Staff member help us with the history, but patient is extremely hard of hearing and apparently dementia, unable to provide it. He's been in your facility for the last 1 year after being in the hospital at Greenville. He does have a wife, but also has significant medical problems. He's coming in a wheelchair, looks frail, elderly. It's my understanding that he's able to eat 3 meals a day without vomiting, dysphagia, nothing to suggest abdominal pain. He sometimes is incontinent of urine as well as stools, but not reported bleeding. He doesn't use any oxygen, CPAP machine, or inhalers. There is no witness respiratory distress or nothing to suggest chest pain, no purulent material hemoptysis. He has minimal activity. He's able to transfer, no recent falling. Question back pain. No other information available. Next paragraph, reviewing records, past medical history. They mention chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of deep vein thrombosis, hypothyroidism, prior urinary retention, weakness. They also reported pulmonary emboli. There is no information, positive or negative, for heart problems or a stroke. Next paragraph, surgery is apparently hernia repair with a mesh. Next paragraph is being a prior smoker, unknown quantity. No alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, present medications, allopurinol, Norvasc, Lasix, thyroid, melatonin, Miralax, magnesium, oxycodone, Requip, Flomax. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight not available, blood pressure 120/58, I repeated on the right 86 over 40, on the left 90 over 40, looks an elderly gentleman, frail, muscle wasting. He has small pupils, symmetrical, reactive, no teeth, no dentures, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck, thyroid, or lymph nodes, no carotid Brewer's JVD. Lungs appears clear. No gross arrhythmia. No gross abdominal distension. Minor leg cyanosis, but no gangrene. No minor edema, decreased pulses, contracture of the left hand. Next paragraph. Discharge summary from April 2024, they established lisinopril. They mentioned para-influenza pneumonia as well as cystitis and urinary retention. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. February, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, anemia 10.2, normal white blood cell platelet, creatinine 1.85 representing a GFR 34, a normal phosphorus, low albumin 2.9, corrected calcium normal low, PTH elevated 130. October last year, creatinine worse at 2.66, low albumin. Prior urine sample, no protein, no blood, although at the time infected with bacteria and white blood cells. Another creatinine, July, creatinine 2.0. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B to 4. A person who apparently has long-term history of hypertension, prior documented urinary retention. Kidney function looks improved. Ultrasound will be requested, including post-void bladder. Blood pressure runs low without evidence of sepsis or bleeding. He is not a candidate for dialysis. If blood pressure persistently low, we might need to discontinue Norvasc. Also concerned about the anemia and severe weight loss, and low albumin and weight loss. Iron studies will be updated, including monoclonal protein. Given his dementia, functional decline, conservative care is appropriate. Discuss with the caregiver, end of dictation,